Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the first of 2 weeks of conversation with the co-founder of Trinity Equestrian Center on Eau Claire's South Side, Toni Matson, on her new book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. That's next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Toni Matson is a speaker, author, podcaster, and, as I mentioned, co-founder of Trinity Equestrian Center, the Midwest Therapy Center, known for its life-saving work with veterans struggling with PTSD. She's also a dual-certified equine professional who developed Trinity's veteran wellness programming in 2009. Since then, she and her team have worked with countless veterans and their families, providing thousands of free equine-assisted therapy sessions and encounters. Toni's innovation and fearless tenacity earned Trinity the recognition and honor for being the first in the Midwest to provide ongoing equine-assisted therapy services for incarcerate veterans inside prison walls of an all-male medium security prison. I've had the privilege of serving as an MC for more than one of the Horsepower for Veterans fundraiser events, and also was privileged to write an endorsement for Toni's new book, Unlikely Recruits, which we're tackling this Sunday and next week, saying Unlikely Recruits gives us all an invaluable front row seat to the amazing transformative help, hope, and healing provided through horses. I recently had a chance to sit down with Toni Matson and began our conversation by saying, these days you're a speaker and an author and a podcaster.
I am, Mark, yes. I finally can take my boots off now and then, even my jeans sometimes, and get out, yes.
The brand new book is Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. And so tell us, how did you land on that title?
Well, it actually came from the veterans themselves, not verbatim, but the whole feeling, the whole concept of it. You know, I heard so many times vets who came to us for help and still do, but they have no clue how it is that a horse would be able to help them with their nightmares or their depression, anxiety, or their even thoughts of suicide. So it was a very unlikely sort of match or choice. And but at the same time, you know, I felt really strongly that, you know, God recruits us. He recruited me to do the work that we're doing. He recruited me to write this book. He recruits you to do what you do, Mark, and Peggy and everyone. So that's kind of how I put the two together. And, unlikely recruits, you know?
Even talk about maybe your journey, like when you guys bought Trinity Equestrian Center, kind of remind us when that was, the south side of Eau Claire, and kind of what your intention was for the ranch and how the equine therapy developed.
Well, we bought the ranch in 2002, and it turns out that, my husband, Bill, my sister, and I all were crazy horse people anyway, even as young kiddos. But, you know, when we bought the ranch, it was to do what we had at that time called Kids Camp, and that's to bring kids in from, you know, the metro areas, Chicago and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and to bring them in and kind of give them a different feel for life. And what it's like when you put people, horses, and God together. And that was marvelous, and it was amazing. And then, of course, in the back of our mind, in the back of my mind, I knew that, you know what, horses are way, way more than just a great ride. And boy, oh boy, when you tap into the head and heart of a horse, really amazing things can happen. And we were seeing that, and so I just knew that we needed to do something more about it. You know, we had a big fire. That was a catalyst for us. September 21st, 2003, we lost about a third of Trinity. And in that recovery period, it really was the catalyst for I was really just set on fire myself and knowing that we needed to get after our mission. And so I had to find out what it is that horses were all about as far as in the therapy world, traveled all over the country to get certified and then ultimately advanced certified in working with PTSD veterans. And as you know, Mark, my dad was a World War II vet, spent 20 years in the service, came home with a boatload of PTSD. And as a little 9-year-old kiddo, I met it face to face, accidentally startled him as I came down to, just to give him a hug and to tell him I loved him. And he spun around off his stool and threw me to the ground, put me in a chokehold, and he was nowhere to be found. I mean, by looking at him in his face, he just wasn't there. And that changed. That changed a lot. I mean, we still had an amazing relationship. But I honestly think that God used that moment, that evening, to not only stir something in my soul that I didn't even know was going to come to fruition until decades later, but that I think really did set us on a path, our family on a path, for the work that we're doing and the legacy that we're leaving. And Unlikely Recruits is really the evidence of that. That's kind of the documentation of that.
You talk about the fire, September 21st, 2003, and almost 20 years to the day is your book launch. 20 years and 2 days later, tell us about the book launch.
Yeah, that is kind of funny. It'll take place at the ranch, and it's a celebration. It'll be where we do book readings. We're going to have our horses in the arena, some of our therapy horses, so that people can, you know, they can experience what it's like to make a connection. And we'll have a few of our therapists there so that they can explain what is this, why does this work? I kind of say it's just the what and how and what and why of PTSD. And so it'll be just a really neat experience, I think. Very different. I mean, you know, I've been to several book launches and releases, and you probably have too, Mark. This will be a little different. It'll be way different. But it'll be where I want it to be educational. I want people who come to learn. I want veterans who maybe have either never gone for help anywhere and wonder, what is this? What is this therapy? What is this place? And is it somewhere that I can feel comfortable and safe? And I want them to be able to come on the property where all of this took place and just learn and feel and get to know us and to know that it is a safe place.
Would you like people to let you know by a certain time that they're coming? And if so, how do they do that?
If they can, that would be great. I know that there's going to be a lot of people who at the last minute decide, yes, I think I'll go. And that's no big deal. All they need to do is they can email promo@tonymatson.com. And I've got someone set up to be watching that and just keeping track of all of those numbers and things that come in.
Very good. Okay, and it's 4 to 7 at the ranch on September 23rd. Yeah, all right. How would you best describe the book, and who would you say it's for?
I would best describe it as a collection of stories. I would say that that it is it's 20 stories that are based on real events that I have experienced with the veterans that I've worked with for nearly 15 years. And I say, you know, Mark, it's these people who've come to us, you know, we're not their first choice. And we know that. We've always known that, quite honestly. And we realize that we're not even their second or third choice. But what we are blessed and honored to be is their last resort. It sounds odd, but they are desperate. By the time they come to us, they have probably gone through many different forms. And most often that it has not helped. So when they come to us, you know what? They have their story. Every person, no matter who you are, has a story that you struggle with. But for veterans, it's one that really haunts them. It chases them. I say it chases them, throughout their days. It haunts them at night. These are the ones where you cannot just walk away from them. And so this book is the collection of those stories that I've been given permission to tell. And just so that I think people understand, I've written it in a way where it does not point to any individual. It's a big deal because it's very private. The work we do is absolutely private. So I've worked tirelessly with my editor, with my agent and the publisher to make sure that how I portrayed these stories and experiences in the book, it does not reveal identities. And I want people to know that because that's just not how I do it. And that's why I think that when people read Unlikely Recruits, they're going to be able to get the essence of the hope and the healing that comes from this work. And they're not seeking, okay, who is this person?
You change names, or how do you do that then?
Yeah, names, ranks, even genders, the horses' names, you know, you name it. I mean, it's just multiple ways. But there's another way that I've done it as well. I've taken the coaching from my agent, and it's called a story compilation, where you take other details and experiences, but you put them together in one flowing story. But because you do it that way, it's near impossible to point to any one person. So the experiences are all authentic, but it may not be where it takes. It's this flowing experience from one end to the other. It takes it so that it brings in other experiences, but all authentic and all in a way where it honors the people involved and the experience.
And you basically, one of the questions about why did you feel you needed to write it? I mean, I guess you just felt like the hound of heaven was on you until you did.
Boy, is that a good way of putting it. Yeah, like I've told you many times, I kind of did this a little bit kicking and screaming for almost 5 years. And, you know, when God really presses on your heart and says, listen, this is what I want from you, even though you don't feel that you're equipped to do it, that's not what he wants to hear. That's not what he expects of us. So, yes, I wanted to give veterans a voice. That is one of the main reasons, because people, I believe, misunderstand them, and they are desperate for people to understand them better and not be afraid of them. I want them to realize that, you know what, they're asking for help and seeking help is probably the most courageous thing they will ever do. And that when, you know, that people do realize the difference between coming home or just coming back. They feel like that people don't get that. It's like my dad, when I said he came back, I didn't say he came home, I said he came back. And it's a process to come home. And part of what the work we do is helping them in that transition. But my biggest thing was, yes, to obey God and do the work and do the, you know, the stories and tell them in a way where it honors him and those that I'm telling about. But really just to give the veterans a voice.
What's it been like? I think of like 1 Corinthians, one plants, the other waters, God makes it grow. I mean, I love the verses and they don't get talked about as much as I think they should. I think there's a couple of them, like in 2 Corinthians, the idea that we're God's co-laborers. I mean, that I think you'd say, you know, God did this work through horses, but obviously he used you and your team too, right?
Yeah, he did. And that's always been that's just such a privilege. And the cool thing too, Mark, is that that never escaped us. I had the privilege of almost exclusively working with one therapist, Sylvia, and she is just an amazing sister in Christ. And she and I often, countless times after sessions would go into the office and we would either be in tears or we'd be high-fiving because God is so obvious in the work that we do. And so for us to be able to, you know, like you say, co-labor with him in the dirt, in the pastures, and then in the quietness of the process that I took on, was he was my co-author. And for me to, you know, to have that privilege of just sitting with him and collaborating, and it might sound kind of weird, but I can't tell you how many times where I was at a dead end in my own mind. And I have this big portrait of Christ on my office wall, and I'd sit back, rock back in my chair and say, okay, you got to take it from here because I'm at my dead end. I need your help. And he never failed. And he always did. He always did. But that whole process of just being in the moment, whether, like I say, you're in the pasture, you're in the dirt, you're in the arena, or in my office and with my hands on the keys. You know what? It was such a privilege to work with him on this.
Again, Tony Matson, a speaker, author, podcaster, and co-founder of Trinity Equestrian Center, the Midwest Therapy Center known for its life-saving work with veterans struggling with PTSD. On her new book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. If you'd like to let her know that you are coming to the book launch on Saturday, September 23rd at Trinity, from 4 to 7 in the evening, kind of an open house type thing, just email promo@tonymatson.com. That's promo@tonymatson.com. Again, now we'll continue on this conversation with Tony on the book, Unlikely Recruits, How God Enlists Horses to Heal Veterans. next Sunday. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.